He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I haven't even gotten to the Glenn Beck, Geraldo Rivera videos yet, and we haven't given the phone number out yet. But I'm tempted to give the number out and specifically ask listeners around the country. You know, we've had EPA toxicologists on that work for the government. We've had other scientists on. We've read on air the toxicology reports from water systems around the country. Mercury, lead, arsenic, uranium, plutonium, other deadly isotopes. And here it is, raw story. Texas Observer, Houston Chronicle. I mean, it's just everywhere. You just type in, investigation finds radiation in Texas drinking water. Revealed, Texas officials covered up dangerous radioactive tap water for years. So it's admitted that this is in there, that they're covering it up, but why is there not a discussion of where it's coming from? Because, see, when the poisoned public, and that's why people that exercise and work out and eat totally healthy still have weird health problems, still have lowered IQs. People who don't try to eat healthy and take care of themselves fall apart because we're all being poisoned. And it is horrifying to read the White House science czar's own book where he talks about poisoning the water to sterilize you and dumb you down. They're now publicly proposing lithium in the water. It's hard to walk through the grocery store and see the nursery water for all the babies that's going to reduce their IQs by design. Oh, nursery water with fluoride. It's hard to see it and admit to yourself it's pure evil and then to take action against it. It's easier just to go, oh, big machines with green space aliens want to come down and get me. Ventura's like, here's your bill, talks about camps for the American people. And the interview was longer. They asked him about Rex 84. Folks, I've kind of had laryngitis for about 2 weeks. And I can usually suppress coughing on air. Excuse me. The crew didn't want me to go on today because they saw me hacking behind the scenes. I've been in pretty good control so far. I got to take a break or something, man. I tell you, my voice is going to get so deep, I'm going to sound like, ho, 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 teeny Jedi. Sound like Jabba the Hutt or something. The whole time I've been on for an hour, I've just been trying to not cough. So I literally have one side of my brain tied behind my back, like Limbaugh says, because I've been, the whole time I'm talking, I'm like, stay on target, don't cough. It's just an orgy of insane news. Nazis were given safe haven in U.S., report says. You know, the New York Times on Saturday is getting around to reporting on something that's been in the news for 60 years. It was all fake. Joseph Mengele, all of them, they weren't down in Brazil, folks. They were right here. My grandfather was a lease hound. He drove around, you know, getting people to lease their property to oil companies. And, I mean, he talked about Midland and places in Texas and out there in Arizona and New Mexico where it was just nothing but Nazis. And they were always hanging out at the local military clubs on the bases. And they were all there working for the U.S. government. I mean, this was no secret. There's not Nazi hunters. You notice Glenn Beck came out and exposed George Soros, who told 60 Minutes back in 1998, that he did help the Nazis take people's things. I was reading the quotes again this morning where he said, I feel no guilt for it. Someone else would have done it too. And the ADL comes out and says, you leave Mr. Soros alone. Yeah, it's true he did it, but it's, you know. It's like if you're actually against the Nazis, because they run all the white supremacist groups and the rest of it, they then attack you. It's incredible. Who could make that up? Hey, it's wrong for George Soros to work for the Nazis. Shut up, anti-Semite. The general public just can't fathom this level of evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to get into the other news.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're supposed to be a bunch of saps, a bunch of chumps. And you notice everything we've talked about on air for 15 years is now mainstream news. Here it is, New York Times yesterday. Nazis were given safe haven in U.S., report says. And it was much worse than previously thought. The angel of death, everyone was hanging out here in the U.S., working for the government. And they set up the original programs to take foster children and radiate them to death, to shoot people up with syphilis. Then they trained the good American doctors how to do it. And again, here's the Raw Story, AP, Texas Observer, revealed Texas officials covered up dangerously radioactive tap water for years and that it causes massive increases in cancer. The findings are part of an investigation by Houston CBS Television, KHOU. Oh, but I've watched the reports in the last 2 days since this broke. No one discusses why there's radioactive particles in the water. They don't tell you it's added to the water. Of course, that's publicly hidden in plain view, but the average yuppie will not look up where this, quote, fluoride byproduct that's put in the water comes from, with 150 to over 300, depending on which company you go to, chemicals, chief amongst them, a wide spectrum of radioactive isotopes. I had a top toxicologist, PhD, in here earlier in the week talking about it. He said, quite frankly, Alex, he's British, quite frankly, my biggest concern is not the fluoride even, but the radioactive isotopes. There's radiation. Of course, you tell the average yuppie that. They just go, no, there's not. I want cancer. I'm an idiot. I have no survival instincts. I like football. All I get upset about is the Rangers losing the World Series. I've been domesticated from birth to be a jellyfish piece of trash. You know what it's like to know all this? To watch you sucking down the radiation, sucking down the fluoride, the government covering it up. There, drink it. You know what it's like? You know what it's like to have eco-science written by the White House science czar about poisoning the water to dumb you down and sterilizing you, and reading it, having the textbook and being laughed at by cowardly, weak men who love tyranny and love their families being slaves. You do it at your own peril. All right, I'm getting mad. I'm sorry. I may not even take calls today. I'm so angry. Now, here's the case against fluoride. Guys, I know he covered it, and I've read it in the EPA and FDA's own admissions, but look up radioactive isotopes in the back of the glossary. I want to read a section off of the case for fluoride for them on that. I want to give them a scientific report. Or just Google it in there, radioactive isotopes and fertilizer mining. Here, just take the book. Thank you so much, gentlemen. But it doesn't matter if I showed you 1,000 government studies or 10,000. You don't care. You want to give your children plutonium and uranium. You want to drink sodium fluoride. You love it that the troops are using depleted uranium in dozens of nations and dying en masse from it. You love the cancer's up over 3,000%. 50 years ago, I talked to medical doctors. A young child with cancer was like one in a billion. People would come from hundreds of miles around, doctors, to see it. Now the kids are dying all over the place. Diabetes is off the charts. There's poison in almost all the food. Everybody just loves it. The public just looks at me and says, that guy's a piece of trash. That guy's the enemy. He's the bad one. He told us a week ago there was radiation in the water, and now it's mainstream news. Alex Jones is a menace. Alex Jones gets upset about radiation in the food and water. Oh, it's in the food, too, because they spray these fertilizers on the crops. And I'm upset about people dying. That's wrong. That's evil. That's bad. Because we are a wicked nation. If you teleported back 1,000 years ago in time to the Aztecs in Mexico, at Mexico City, and they were sitting there chopping kids' hearts out, and you walked up to them and said, stop human sacrifice, it's crazy, they tell you you were nuts and they kill you. And that's what the American people are. They love being abused. They love being lied to. They love laying down. They love playing it safe and bootlicking authority. Bootlicking the authority, murdering them. But I'll tell you something, a lot of people are starting to wake up. A lot of people are starting to get angry. A lot of people are starting to get focused, and they know what's going on. They're not going along with it. Okay. Let's just start rolling with the clips. Let's go ahead and play Glenn Beck first. This is, Tuesday or Wednesday of this week? We got a big article on it. Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. He talks about the Obama supporter groups and how they're framing him. He shows a Clinton supporter on, Meet the Press, talking about we need to have another Oklahoma City for the president to connect. We've written all these articles showing all these advisors talking about without an Oklahoma City or 9/11, the system's in trouble. And Beck responds and says they, pointing at the Obama people on the screen, are preparing for a new preparing to carry out a new Oklahoma City. Here it is.
This violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind of event.
You think words will work for... Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City-type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox, dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it.
Okay. Okay, I want to go to Michael Savage now. I want to go to Michael Savage a year ago, saying that Obama's people are going to stage an Oklahoma City Reichstag-type event. And they're actually writing memos saying, gee, we sure need one. That was just one of the quotes that Beck showed you. And what's scary is when you read these Media Matters, George Soros publications, in every one of them they say Glenn Beck and Alex Jones are going to cause it. They're calling for violence. And I had Media Matters call me like a month ago, so I went ahead and talked to them. And they said, yeah, Glenn Beck's calling for violence. I said, give me one quote. And in an hour, the guy bumbled around and couldn't find one. It wasn't true. Then he wrote a big story about how me and Beck caused some highway shooter in Central California. So this is going on. Regardless of what I think about Beck, this is a big deal to have him come out and talk about stage terror. Now, here's Michael Savage.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton Civil War. When civilians...
Okay, he goes on from there. The point is, when I talk about Gulf of Tonkin being staged, that's declassified. When I talk about Operation Gladio, hundreds of bombings our government carried out in Europe to blame it on their enemies after World War II up until the 80s, that's declassified. When I talk about Operation Northwoods, the plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks, that's declassified. When I talk about all of the NIST footage they suppressed, the federal government, of the police videos, with the countdown and the cops saying, get back, they're blowing up seven. There were lawsuits and all that stuff got released a few months ago. 5 terabytes. Now it's convinced Geraldo Rivera that Building 7 was probably blown up. He came out last night and talked about it. He kind of, you know, he eased into it, but you can watch the video up at Infowars.com. The issue is, look, when they're putting stinking radiation in the water, in fact, let me just read to you in the case against fluoride with Dr. Conant and James Beck, MD. And again, you can just get from your city what's in the so-called fluoride they're adding, and it'll say the stuff. In 75, there came perhaps one of the biggest regulatory changes of the phosphate industry. The U.S. I'm going to come back and get to this. I'm going to read to you about the uranium-238 and 226 in your WADA, and they're putting it there. Hope you enjoy kidney failure and cancer. We'll be right back.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Gateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, folks, it really doesn't matter if the ruling elite, the robber baron families, openly promote eugenics and a planetary dictatorship to carry out the orderly extermination of the population. It doesn't matter if they're accelerating uranium, plutonium in the water, fluoride, mercury, lead. It doesn't matter if I have newscasts saying mercury is good for you, CBS News. It's totally deadly. What matters is the cowboys are finally winning a game. Think about it. There are adults by the millions listening to this show, most of them great patriots. But there are a lot of other people listening who think this is funny. And a lot of the people that are patriots, they still don't get as angry as they should by this. Should you get angry by the Cowboys losing season? Or should you get angry about the government adding uranium to your water knowingly? And then when the health department tests it, because they're dumb and out of the equation, and they go, my goodness, there's a lot of uranium in here. This will really hurt people. The government says cover that up, and they do. But see, things are changing. People got upset in Houston. Inside whistleblowers went public. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? Let me read from Dr. Conant's book here. Well, the top toxicologist and James Beck, MD. And, of course, it's much worse than this. If you just search phosphate industry uranium, you'll find it. See, well, I'm not going to. It continues here. It says, in 1975, there came perhaps one of the biggest regulatory changes for the phosphate industry. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency required mandatory reclaiming of the industry's waste products. For example, Florida's typical phosphate rock, which is mined to produce the phosphate used in the fertilizer industry, contains naturally occurring uranium-238 and radium-226. The latter of which gives birth to radon, an odorless, colorless gas that is known to cause lung cancer. Indeed, the same rock that is mined for phosphate is also mined for uranium. Just how much of this radioactive material ends up in the bulk liquids used in fluoridation is not known, nor is it known outside the industry whether any measurements are taken to remove it prior to shipment. It would appear that the promoters of this practice rely on the dilution of approximately 180,000 to 1 at the waterworks to bring all the contaminants in the wet scrubbing liqueur, as it's called, including arsenic and lead, for example, below regulatory levels. See other contaminants in the hexafluorosilic acid solution below. And they list actually thousands of chemicals overall, but normally it's not more than 350 or so, 356, according to the congressional studies I've seen. Now, all of these bioaccumulate, uranium, plutonium, radium, arsenic, and but we happen to have the test right here, and it's all over Texas. This is tap water. This is treated water. And in fact, I've got the actuaries here. The breakdowns in my stack, it's just off the charts. Oh, and I'm afraid they're going to have to test the water here in Austin. It continues here. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services approved applications for waiver of annual limits requirements. And it just goes into all of the enjoyment. But again, I want to apologize to listeners. I should have been talking about the Cowboys, a bunch of overpaid brat whoremongers and drug addicts with some old shriveled, moron owning it. I mean, who cares? Who cares about UT football? Who cares about New York football? Who cares? Listen, I can watch a football game too, folks. Okay, I played stupid football. But it doesn't matter when they're putting uranium in your water. Get your priorities straight, men. I almost want to go into sports bars and just grab these guys that think they're so tough and go, kind of like in that movie They Live, where Rowdy Piper's, you know, beating up the black guy to make him put the sunglasses on. And I'm like, you're going to put these sunglasses on. That's exactly how I feel. You're going to put them on and you're going to look at what's going on. They're like, no, I'm going to watch football. And I'm like, you're going to, I mean, I literally, especially these guys with the tattoos all over them and their Harleys, and they'll kind of walk into a grocery store and kind of bump into you, and they're just like, yeah, I'm so powerful. They're just, you know, they're just seething with, I got devil tats all over me. I'm full of power. Well, great, man. I'm glad you're full of power. I don't mind Harley-Davidsons think they're great, and I like your leather jacket, but you're supposed to have all this testosterone and all this power to take on enemies. And enemies ain't, you know, some guy with his kids, you know, walking out of a restaurant when you're acting tough. You understand that? You understand that? You get that through your head, don't you? I'd like to stomp your guts out, by the way. You think you're tough? How about you wage war against the people killing us, huh? How about you get fired up and angry and engage in info war instead of acting tough? Now, you watch these tough guys, when a cop pulls them over, they look like little girls who've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They start literally wetting themselves. They're cowards. You don't have any power. You don't have the will to face the truth. You're weak. What type of weak scum would obsess over stupid sports while pure tyranny and taxes and corruption runs rampant over us? Ugh. Man, I try to not get angry, but you know what? It's good that I get angry. It's good that people understand real priorities. Let me explain it again. It's all over the news, and I've been telling you this for many years, but you don't listen when I tell you. But it's all over your mainstream news that all over Texas, and by the way, it's nationwide, that they're finding uranium and radium in high levels, and that it's levels that show, you know, clear cancer, and look, cancer is exploding all around us. And you're like, listen to this kook, Martha. This guy's upset that they're putting uranium in water that little kids are drinking. High levels of it. High levels of it. You're supposed to get angry. That's what this is for. When people are hurting your tribe, they're hurting your people, they're taking your money, they're taking your crops, they're taking your resources, you're supposed to get angry about things like that. You're not supposed to get angry about facsimiles of tribal warfare, which is sports. We are a nation of emasculated little boys. That's why they all have the trappings of power and the trappings of being tough. But they're afraid of what their neighbor thinks of them. They're afraid of what their boss thinks of them. They go through the TSA checkpoints when no other country in the world will put up with police or quasi-police putting their hands on their wives and children's genitals and squeezing. That's the new pat-down. They squeeze. Only in the land of cowards and drugged out jellyfish, only in this land where everybody claims they're so patriotic and love the troops so much, but then they let the troops use DU that's killing them and their enemies. They let the troops have their death benefits stolen by Prudential and others on record, signing secret deals to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans on record. You don't actually get up and get involved in that. No, people like little charitable token things they can do to feel good about what they're doing for the troops. And it's like a fetish of oh, I care so much about them. You don't care about them. You care about licking boots. This is a nation whose religion is worshiping boots and worshiping tyranny and worshiping corruption and worshiping ignorance and worshiping denial. If you really care about our military, you'd get our government back so it'd be our military again and not the private Federal Reserve's military. Now, when I come back, I'm going to play this 9/11 truth piece. I'm actually in it. Back four years ago, 2006, when I bullhorned an open-air Fox News event. But at the end, Geraldo comes around, and he says, you know, I see your point, 9/11 Truth, architects and engineers. This is big. Building 7 info coming up, then more news.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
The normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship.
If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids?
Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I don't think I've ever done a Sunday show where I didn't take calls. I've done quite a few weekday shows. We have like 5-6 news-breaking guests on. But we will take some phone calls. I want to hear from you. I'm going to be honest. This show is completely honest. This is not a game. It's not a joke. Something's seriously wrong with you if you know the government's putting hundreds of poisons, including uranium and radium, in the water on purpose and covering it up. And again, I've known this stuff forever, and then I see it in the news, but I only see part of it. The issue is not them covering it up. They put it in there, and it's public. And I know here where I live in Austin, and I see videos on YouTube all over the country, scientists, doctors, medical people. Just last week, they had medical doctors and others testifying in 3 minutes at the city council. I even watched it on my local cable. And the mayor and people were just laughing at him and like ignoring him. And the doctors are like, will you please listen to me? And it's just funny. Ha ha ha. We're drinking uranium. Ha ha ha. Look at this idiot medical doctor in front of me warning me. Ha ha ha. I mean, it's a land of lunatics. You understand? I'm sane. I'm sane, ladies and gentlemen. This is normal. We're in danger. They're poisoning the water. Tens of thousands of declassified cases of them taking little foster kids and killing them in every way you can imagine in government tests. They're not testing the weapons, which is bad enough. That means they would just be cold-blooded murderers. No, they're creating cadres of killers. They're creating groups that'll do it to go out and expand their forces. Here's the New York Times yesterday. The good news is the mainstream media is starting to have to report on this decades after. Nazis were given safe haven in the U.S. It's worse than they previously thought. Oh, yeah, they've been covering it up forever. The truth is our government funded the Nazis, set them up, set up eugenics, created it with the British. It's all in my film Endgame. Endgame, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. One night, don't watch the Cowboys. Just one night, go on YouTube and watch it for free and pretty good quality or at super high quality at prisonplanet.tv or buy the DVD from us and support this work. Endgame, all their admissions of how they're doing this to you. We're all in this together. Come on. Let's stop being so gullible. God, it's all happening. World government, destruction of our currency. The average yuppie doesn't know what a devalued currency means. It just giggles. They've been trained from birth in their crap-filled diapers to sit in front of the television set and, you know, just being raised by the culture. It's a group of zombies. The general public are in a daze. And, folks, I'm here to wake you out of it, okay? I'm just a good old boy from Texas who doesn't want to be a slave and can see straight. My head's screwed on straight, and I'm certainly not perfect. And if you'll just get your eyes open and get your head screwed on straight, you'll realize that this stuff is really important. All right, let's go ahead and play the Geraldo Rivera clip. I'll come back and then comment on it. At the end, he says, well, I can see why you guys are concerned. This needs to be looked into. This is groundbreaking. You already heard earlier Glenn Beck talk about the government staging Oklahoma City type attacks to be blamed on the American people. See, there's a major war going on within the system, and that's more complex. I'll talk about it on the weekday show tomorrow. But let's go ahead and go to that clip now.
Live and at large, it's the one 9/11 mystery that endures. World Trade Center Building Number 7.
You hear that?
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down soon.
They were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
And so the first one was likely an accident. The second one was an attack. And the third
this is Fox News playing Larry Silverstein.
The of the Bush memoir
talking about blowing it up.
What
I mean,
we did not know about 9/11. But no official account so far addresses the issue now being raised in an extraordinary ad campaign.
I lost my son.
My nephew.
My uncle.
My son.
On September 11, 2001.
Most people don't know that a third tower fell on September 11.
World Trade Center 7, a 47-story skyscraper, was not hit by a plane.
Although the official explanation is that fire brought down Building 7,
over 1,200 architects and engineers have looked into the evidence
and believe there is more to the story.
Up until now, only those considered nut jobs questioned the official conclusion that office fires caused by the nearby catastrophe of the towers collapsing brought down building number 7.
But I do believe that it is the first time in history that fire has ever melted steel. I do believe that it defies physics for the World Trade Center Tower 7, Building 7, which collapsed in on itself. It is impossible for a building to fall the way it fell without explosives being involved.
And if explosives were involved, that would mean that the most obnoxious protesters in recent years are right.
If you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who come. Oh, 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, get a life. Get a life. 9/11 was an inside job.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Geraldo Rivera, and that noisy demonstration was more than 2 years ago. But the folks behind that TV ad you saw earlier are not so easy to dismiss as those demonstrators were. And what caught my eye is their claim that more than 1,300 architects...
Back it up a few seconds. I'm out in that crowd leading those 300 people. Most of them were victims' family members. Most of the local New Yorkers in that group were victim family members or were survivors. Geraldo. So, you can dismiss those protesters, but you can't dismiss the architects and engineers and the families. Please continue.
But the folks behind that TV ad you saw earlier are not so easy to dismiss as those demonstrators were. And what caught my eye is their claim that more than 1,300 architects and engineers examined the evidence about Building 7's collapse and disagree with the official report issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Before we examine what they have, this heads up. Also tonight, we probe the remorseless Randall Moore, the creep who raped and murdered his own wife and then outrageously taunted her family at his sentencing. And we're live tonight on the bloody Mexico border, the most dangerous place on earth right now. Those stories coming up. But up front tonight, Building 7 was no ordinary building. Among other key tenants, including several intelligence and law enforcement agencies, it also housed New York City's Emergency Operations Center, known as Mayor Giuliani's bunker. Here to tell us what they know about its collapse and why they question the official conclusions are Bob McElvain, whose son died in the World Trade Center, and Tony Zambotti, a mechanical engineer. Nice to see you guys. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you, Ron.
Our condolences, obviously, for your loss. But, Tony, let me start with you. You're an engineer. Are you suggesting that the official account that Building 7 collapsed because of the fire melting the steel or in some other ways, destroying the integrity, the structural integrity of the building, that's false? You think that's false?
Yes, I do. And for a couple reasons. One is that Building 7 came down. It went into a sudden collapse across the full width and length of the building for 2.25 seconds, which amounted to 105 feet or eight 13-foot tall stories. It was in full free-fall acceleration. That is impossible because in a natural collapse, columns would have to buckle. When columns buckle, there is a minimum resistance. It's asymptotic. You know what that means. That means it never goes to zero. So it's impossible. You can't reach.
So here's what, I guess in layman's terms, just get my hands here, Peter. So what he's saying is that the top floor collapses, hits the next floor, hits the next floor, hits the next floor. So it's bang, 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 bang. The weight of the upper floors.
It would slow down. What I'm trying to say is it was in full free-fall acceleration. All of its potential energy was being converted.
Instead of what I just described, the thing just collapsed.
It was blown
like
simultaneously.
It just came down.
And so what are you suggesting brought it down, Tony?
I'm suggesting there was some form of demolition devices in that building for eight stories or more.
You think that the explosives brought down Building 7?
Some form of demolition device. I'm not pretending to know what it is. I am saying that it was in pre-fall acceleration.
All right, let me ask you this.
The NASA admitted to that.
Okay, let me ask you this before I get to Dad, before I get to Bob here. We've all seen old, obsolete buildings and public housing in other places outlive their usefulness, being demolished by the professionals who can actually collapse a building.
There's a few minutes more. I want to come back and get to this and then some other news. It's too important. But the issue to understand here is, we played this before, we have the local news with the police saying, get back there, blowing it up. I mean, it was all over the news. They blew up 7, folks. And then they went, oops, we admitted we blew it up. Let's just forget about it and not talk about it. 9/11's an inside job, okay? Sorry to have to tell you that.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEDGE.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at QuickEDGE.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's the final segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. A very powerful broadcast lined up. We'll have open phones then. I just had a lot to cover tonight, and I appreciate everybody tuning in. Record internet audience I can see on our internal systems of people listening to the free internet streams at InfoWars.com. Record audience for a Sunday broadcast, so thank all the folks that tuned in over the web as well. I want to finish up this clip because it's Fox News not calling 9/11 survivors or their families or people that question the official story terrorist. But it's this new NIST footage that NIST Press being brought out. I don't know if it'll ever get on mainstream television, but it's just all the tapes of the government saying they blew up seven and the firefighters talking about how they heard the government talking about it. And it's just it's all the stuff we heard that day. Yeah, they're going to blow up Building 7, and they blew it up, and they said, we didn't blow that up. Of course, they ran the attacks out of Building 7. We know that from the research we've done. I've got some other news I want to hit on as well. It's just, they know this stuff is scary, and they know the average person wants to live in denial, and once you give in to tyranny and once you start denying things, they can get away with murder, folks. But even if you don't think 9/11 was an inside job, they told the firefighters and police the air was safe to breathe when they knew it was deadly. We've got to get control of our government. We've got to get control of our society. We've got to start getting outraged by corruption again. Because when you just capitulate and give in to corruption, it runs wild in every case in history. People say it can't happen here. It is happening here. We're going into the greatest depression. It's an engineered collapse. World government's been announced. We were right. We told you the truth. Now Glenn Beck's talking about government-sponsored terror to be blamed on the American people. Geraldo's taking 9/11 truth serious. Our media is now admitting, okay, there's uranium in your water. The government's hiding that they know it's there. Yeah, because they put it there. That's what matters. Man, if you walked up to somebody's kid at a shopping mall and slapped him across the face, even if the dad was a little nice guy, he'd beat the tar out of you. Yeah, there's natural instinct to protect your young. But the government is putting all this poison and garbage in the food and water by design. I've got their own government manuals, eco-science written by the White House science czar, and people just go, that's the way it is. Even people who the government's killed their kids. The government is a bunch of criminals in there using it to rob us. Let's finish up with Geraldo. Then I got some final news. Here it is.
Right in its own footprint. That's what it looks like happened to Building 7. Do you believe that's what happened?
Yes, I do believe that's what happened.
And why do you think they're lying about it?
I don't really know all the details of why they're lying about it. I can't read their minds. All I can say is, scientifically, it does not. It's impossible for fire to have done what we see.
And these 1,300 engineers and architects who agree with you and some of the other relatives' families. I know you found your son just a couple of days after the disaster. He was outside. I don't want to get into the details of how you believe he died. But these architects and engineers, do they support your contention? Do you believe that it was an inside job, that 9/11 was an inside job?
All right, Geraldo, I believe it was an inside job, okay?
Believe our government?
Right, but the thing is, we don't have enough time to get into the reasons of that. We set up this Building What campaign. We saw the...
Building What?
Building What dot org.
Buildingwhat.org.
The reason we have that is because Judge Lehner, when we petitioned, we had a petition to have a new investigation in New York City about Building 7. And when the lawyers...
And you're asking the New York City Council. I don't
right,
want to interrupt also to
right.
reopen.
So I know we don't have the time, but anyway, he said, building what? Because no one has any idea about Building 7. So because I believe in... I've talked to so many firemen, so many EMS workers, policemen, who talk about the explosions. And I know you don't want to get into my son's... But I feel my son died from an explosion. I went to all the 9/11 commission hearings. I've been researching this for 9 years.
So and what do you want? Let's get to the bottom line
I want truth. I've been lied to. I mean, it's beyond a reasonable doubt that the 9/11 Commission did not tell this story.
9/11 Commission barely mentioned Building 7, if at all.
Right.
Okay, what forum do you want the investigation in?
Well, the forum, what we wanted is in New York City right now, because New York City, we feel, has an obligation to investigate 9/11.
So before we're out of time completely, Bob, do you want specifically the New York City Council to open its own investigation of the Building 7 collapse?
Absolutely.
And that would satisfy you if they did that?
Well, I'm not done. I'm still a parent. I'm a parent who has an obligation to find out why my son was murdered. As far as this show and New York City, I want the investigation. That will not be sufficient
enough. Not heal your wound. I get it.
And I'm going beyond that.
But it's
that.
The beginning.
Of course it's the beginning, but that's why I support this Building What campaign.
Bob McElveen, we thank you. Tony Zimbardi, thank you very much. It is an intriguing topic. I certainly am much more open-minded about it than I was, and it is because of the involvement of the 9/11 families and all these engineers and architects. Clearly, they know more than I do. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And, of course, Four months ago, the buildingwhat.org campaign was launched here, premiered here, and you, the listeners of this show, gave money to get those ads on, and now it's causing an international firestorm. It's all over the New York news, all over the U.S. news, because people are going, yeah, there's Building 7 blowing up and falling at free fall speed. We interviewed Barry Jennings, the deputy head of New York Emergency Management, who said that they basically blew it up while he was in it, and that the fireman told him, you know, get out and all the stuff that had happened. And then he suddenly died a couple days after he was on the show, mysteriously. And then we sent reporters out to their house in Long Island, and the family was freaked out and basically was moved out within 3 days after that. I mean, I've interviewed police officers. I've interviewed emergency workers who heard the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we've got the video. Boom, 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 boom. They blow Building 7. And then Larry Silverstein, the owner, comes out and says, yeah, I gave the order to blow it up. People go, well, he means by pull it and watching it come down, he means they pulled the firefighters out. No, pull it means controlled demolition. But I know it's easier for you. You're like, hey, I got some beer to drink. I got a football game to go to. Okay, great. Don't get involved. Keep drinking uranium and radium that's in your water, put there by the government. That's mainstream news. Just put there for you. Everything's fine. They're not going to take your pension funds. They're not going to raise your taxes. Your private property's safe. Hey, you like your property taxes going up even as the value goes down? You like losing everything? You like the fact that Obama doubled the number of federal employees that are paid over $150,000 a year? You like the fact that lots of city managers are paid $800,000 a year? Yeah, because they're there stealing all your money. The city of Austin's put out some new budget where you can see their whole budget online with a $700,000 website they hired one of their cronies to make, and it shows you all the money they spend. No, it doesn't. It's all a parlor trick. Budget means what you decide to spend. That's the subset of books of what's liabilities. They don't tell you about the comprehensive annual financial report, on average about 75% of the money invested with mafia companies like Goldman Sachs and derivatives all offshore. These are hardcore gangsters rolling. They run it all, and they've poisoned you and toxified the death camps in Nazi Germany. This is in Pulitzer Prize-winning book. It's on record. It came out in the Nuremberg trials that they learned about it from the Soviets when the Nazis were allies with the Soviets before the war, when they split up Poland, that they put high levels of fluoride in the water to make people passive in the labor camps, the gulags. It's the same thing. That's why you can't get angry, most of you, because you're brain damaged. Okay, but at least in your mind-controlled haze, turn off the football game for 5 minutes. And realize that I just read to you that uranium and other isotopes are in your water. Let me read the exact isotope. Uranium-238 and radium-226. Okay, hope, and they add it. Remember, they're adding this for you and your family. Meanwhile, who are the real terrorists? Well, it's us, the American people. Remember in San Francisco last year, or earlier this year, the kids can't wear American flags to school because it, quote, makes the Hispanics angry? Well, here's KTXL-TV. Out of California, out of another town, a little kid can't ride his bike to school, 13 years old, with an American flag on Veterans Day because the, quote, Hispanics don't like it. These aren't Hispanics. These are Mexican citizens who are illegal aliens. They know Mexico lost wars with the U.S. They're taught to be anti-American in their schools. Okay? We wouldn't have this problem if it was like Brazil bordering us. They don't have a history of completely hating the U.S., we have a narco-terrorist state famous for how corrupt it is on our border in complete bedlam. And here's the headline. Half of kids in California now Latino. Yeah, illegal aliens, most of them. And I've been there, folks. This is Mexico. You don't have a stinking American flag. And in Arizona and other areas, they go to post offices, they rip American flags down, and that's the way it is. So land of the free, home of the brave? No. Land of the fat couch potatoes drinking uranium, watching the cowboys while the illegal aliens pour across to slit our throats. God bless you. Infowars.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.